From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for Wednesday's twin attacks in Tehran, targeting Iran's parliament building and the mausoleum of the late Ayatollah Khomeini. At least 13 people were killed, dozens wounded. It drew immediate condemnation from Stefan Dujarric, spokesman for the UN Secretary General.
He extends his sincere condolences to the government of the Islamic Republic of Iran and the families of the victims and wishes a speedy recovery to those who were injured. The Secretary General hopes those responsible for this unjustifiable violence will be swiftly brought to justice. All countries must work together in fighting terrorism while upholding the universal rights and values that bind the global community.
Iran's Revolutionary Guard blames Saudi Arabia for the attacks, a charge Riyadh denied. Indiana University analyst Hussein Banai called it a rare attack.
There have been attacks against government institutions in the past, especially during the first decade after the revolution. But they were carried out very clearly by opposition parties to the Islamic Party who wanted to destabilize the regime. Their message was very clear. But we haven't had an attack this symbolic against the parliament and at the shrine of the founder of the Islamic Republic by outside groups.
Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei dismissed what he called these fireworks, saying it would have no effect on Iran. President Hassan Rouhani said the country would be more united than ever in the fight against terrorism. Suspected Boko Haram militants launched an attack against the northeast Nigerian city of Maiduguri Wednesday. Explosions and heavy gunfire were heard for nearly an hour, prompting thousands to flee. No immediate reports of casualties. The Nigerian military says it has contained the attack. This is VOA News. North Korea Thursday launched what South Korea described as several land-to-ship missiles off its eastern coast, the latest in a series of tests. Despite tightening international sanctions, the cruise missiles flew about 200 kilometers. Bruce Bennett is a RAND Corporation analyst.
Back in late March and throughout April, the missiles all failed. They didn't even fly very far. They exploded. Since the beginning of May, they've been more successful. They've had now 3 ballistic missile tests and now these tests today.
Leader Kim Jong-un said his regime is trying to perfect an intercontinental ballistic missile capable of hitting the U.S. mainland. President Donald Trump's private lawyer said the president feels totally vindicated by the testimony of the former director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, James Comey, which was released Wednesday. Comey is set to tell lawmakers Thursday the president was not the target of an investigation into alleged Russian influence in last year's election. Wednesday, the top 2 U.S. intelligence officials told lawmakers they did not feel inappropriately pressured by the White House to disavow alleged Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. The director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, said he would not discuss details of meetings that he had with Mr. Trump during that open hearing.
Well, Senator, I just hate to keep repeating this, but I'm going to do it. I'm willing to come before the committee and tell you what I know and what I don't know. What I'm not willing to do is to share what I think is confidential information that ought to be protected in an open hearing. And so I'm not prepared to answer your question today.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump announced he intends to nominate defense lawyer Christopher Wray to replace Comey at the FBI. Mr. Trump Wednesday offered to mediate the diplomatic crisis between several Arab states and Qatar over its alleged support of terrorism. He made the offer in a call to Qatari Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani. Speaking with the Associated Press Wednesday, the foreign minister of the United Arab Emirates, Anwar Gargash, called on Qatar to expel members of Hamas, stop its support of al-Qaeda-type groups, and rein in media outlets like Al Jazeera. Gargash denounced what he called Qatar's disruptive foreign policy.
It has chosen to ride a tiger of extremism and terrorism, and this is causing us all to pause and say, can we really continue with this duplicitous relationship, or should we draw a line in the sand and say this is where we need to take action?
Qatar has denied supporting terrorism. Kuwait is trying to mediate the dispute. British voters go to the polls Thursday in a snap election called back in April by Conservative Prime Minister Theresa May, the Prime Minister hoping to improve her party's 17-seat majority in Parliament ahead of what are expected to be difficult Brexit negotiations with the European Union. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.